It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here at 840 KTIC. 17 minutes to the top of the hour, 6 degrees in West Point, and Soy Roy, Roy Smith, you say you're reporting from Commodity Classic, and the weather's a little different down there than it is here in Nebraska, huh?
Yes, it is. It was over 80 degrees yesterday, and it's extremely dry down here. The people are just wanting for rain awfully bad, so I guess all things considered, maybe Nebraska isn't so bad, even if it is cold.
That's right. Now, let's just give us a summary. What are some of the things that you've done at Commodity Classic so far, Roy?
Well, Commodity Classic, of course, has always has a lot of breakout sessions, and really the ones that I'm most most interested in are today. We have a session on the new government farm program. It's going to be interesting to see what they say, because I really don't think all the details have been set yet on that. And then another thing that's on the program is Pele Peterson, the soybean specialist from Iowa State University, whose whole focus really is on improving the yields of soybeans in the Midwest. And so I'm really looking forward to that.
That discussion on the farm bill, that's going to be especially germane right now as we start making some decisions for crop year 2009. Kind of works into your winning the game grain marketing series as well. So a lot of things for people to consider for the next farm bill. And you wanted to talk a little bit about crop insurance this morning, and that all plays into the mix too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Here we are, the last trading day in February, and when the day is over, we'll have our crop insurance CRC and RA prices set. I don't know what they're going to be, somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 on corn, I think, and around $8 on beans. There are going to be a few changes that people need to be aware of on the policies. We're going to have increased limits on the CRC policy. In previous years, we'd had a dollar limit on how far up or how far down the CRC would cover. This year, the limit is double of whatever the February price is. So if the February price on CRC for soybeans is $8, the maximum move that the CRC will cover will be $16. And on the downside, there's no limit. So beans could go, you know, however low you think they might go, and the CRC and RA will cover those.
So with that change in those policies, how does that affect how we put together a marketing plan, Roy?
Well, we'll know as soon as the market closes today, or at least by Monday, what price guarantee there is on the CRC and RA policies. And you know, I guess the way I look at that is that any price that's above that is fair game for making a forward contract sale or a future sale. So the crop insurance policy will cover you in case you have a crop failure and the price goes up. Then the indemnity for the insurance will also go up, and you'll have enough equity to cover the damages on forward contract policies or forward contracts.
Let's talk a little bit about the markets. Kind of recap the week that was. Not a particularly good week for soybeans, was it?
No, it certainly wasn't. The corn held together pretty well, and I haven't been watching the markets really close, but I know that we've had a couple bad days. The beans were down 10 or 11 yesterday, and earlier in the week they were down even more than that. So I guess we're adjusting for that improved crop conditions in South America. That's about all I can say. And you know, thank goodness February's over. I'm ready for a new month to start. Usually February is a bad month in the markets, and it certainly has been that way this year.
So with that being said, we can maybe start looking for the beginning of an early spring rally, huh?
Well, we need to be watching for that. You know, I hope it comes this year. It's just all going to depend a lot on the outside markets, and the stock market's really been struggling this week, too. We haven't had any real disaster days, but it's just kind of gradually eating its way lower. And you know, we keep thinking maybe some of this government stimulus should be soaking in, and that maybe these equity markets are getting oversold, but yet we just can't seem to rally them.
Yeah, I read comments this morning that that corn and crude oil have a 94% market-moving correlation. So definitely that cord has not been severed to the outside markets, has it?
No, it hasn't. I hadn't heard that, but I know that they've been moving together pretty well, and similar with the crude oil and soybean oil futures. So, you know, I guess we're still part of the world market, and we have to deal with it.
I guess some final comments here this morning, Roy. You made the comment several times in the month of February, you know, lock the bin and just wait for the new month. And beginning of next week, we're going to have a new month, and we can start looking for some of our triggers, huh?
Well, I hope that when the weather changes, the attitude changes, too. Usually those two kind of go hand in hand. But, you know, this year I think anything is to be expected because we just got so much turmoil in the world equity markets, in the credit markets, and currencies and everything. And so, you know, I guess I'd say, yeah, you're right, but I'm not guaranteeing results because there's just too many outside factors that can come in there.
For more market information, there are several ways producers can get a hold of you.
Roy at SoyRoy.com, my email address, SoyRoy.com is my website.
Very good, sir. Enjoy your last few days at Commodity Classic, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll look forward to being home and being there next Thursday, or Friday, yeah, okay.
Next Friday. Now, do you have some winning the games right away next week?
I have winning the game workshops on Thursday and Friday, the one in Blair on Thursday and one in Fremont on Friday.
Very good. Well, thanks for the comments, and like we say, we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, watch your calendar.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, an update on the markets here at 840 KTIC. It is now 7:49.